Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Fallen by Benedict Jacka. Narrated by Gildert Jackson. Chapter 1.
"You don't have to do this," Anne said.
"We were in Canonbury, one of the districts within Islington. It's one of London's upmarket areas, not on the level of Westminster or Chelsea, but a long way from cheap. London has a lot of places like Canonbury, old, expensive terraced houses crammed into winding, tree-lined streets, with small parks in between where people walk their dogs. For the most part, mages don't visit them. It's true that mages are more common in cities, but there are close to 10 million people in London, and that's enough to dilute the mage population pretty heavily, even if they wanted to spread out, which they don't. So they cluster, and the areas in between fall off their radar, to the point where the average mage knows about as much about the residents of Canonbury as the average resident of Canonbury knows about mages. It's symmetrical, I suppose. Right now, we were standing under a sycamore tree, looking across the street towards a house on the other side. It was a July evening, with the sun setting behind the rooftops, and the air was still and warm. From around us, voices and chatter drifted up, the sounds of traffic coming from the main roads nearby. Anne had led me here by a roundabout route, taking a path down an old canal lined with benches and willow trees. It had been a pretty walk.